Welcome to Love Never Fails Radio.
Love never fails.
Inviting you to join in the fight for love.
There are millions of people who are trapped in modern day slavery. Take a stand to do something against this injustice. Join the fight against human trafficking. If you truly love,
set the captives free.
Each week, this program sheds light on the needs of vulnerable people in our community who are impacted by human trafficking, homelessness, addiction, and abuse, and celebrates the work of those who are meeting them right where they are and expressing to them that they are precious, valued, and loved. Our goal is to see this radio audience move to compassion, demonstrated in acts of service, generosity, and gifts of time. Now, here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, founder and executive director of Love Never Fails, Vanessa Russell.
Thanks, and welcome to Love Never Fails Radio. We are in the studio today, and I like to say David Russell is not my brother from the same mother, but he is from the same father. David holds the same last name, and sometimes I even call him thinking it's my son, because my son's name is David Russell, and he's just become such a great friend over the years. We're so grateful to have him on the show. He is a leader in our community that is doing amazing things to help employers bring together robust teams and hire the best. He is actually the founder of a new consultancy called Hire the Best that makes people, helps teams make better hiring decisions, saving millions over time and creating multi-million dollar opportunities. Hire the Best is used by thousands of organizations to attract, assess, and add top performers to their teams quicker, easier, and more effectively, and also retains that top talent. How does he do that? He founded Manage to Win, a management consulting firm in Granite Bay, California, where he's authored and co-authored 5 books, creating over 100 lessons on leadership and business soft skills, hosting over 250 podcast episodes, spoken to thousands of people at places like Cisco. That's where I met him. Microsoft, Ingram Micro, Tech Data, Synex, and many other leading firms. And so he's systematic, he's conscientious, and he's just committed to teams, to people, to leaders. And he certainly has been a huge blessing to Love Never Fails. So we're so grateful to have you on the show, David. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Vanessa. You know, as soon as I hear you speak about teams, I can't help but think about your team at Love Never Fails and the opportunity you gave me to work with them on their presentations and where you had your big meeting last week. You guys are doing such great work and so needed. So I'm so thankful for you and your team.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, one of my dreams in doing the work that I'm doing is not just that we would help the survivors that we serve, you know, be safely housed and cared for and in working, you know, with freedom and autonomy, the autonomy that the Lord provides, but also that we would be able to empower our staff, equip our staff. Oftentimes, you know, people who work in the social services or in the, you know, human services space, they don't get the development that a corporate employee or a corporate leader gets. They don't get the sharpening that I've received over the years working at places like Cisco and Wells Fargo, where people come in and teach you how to present and teach you how to create slides and how, you know, about posture and all of, you know, projecting and all of those things that I've learned over the years. And so the fact that you were willing to come in and love on our team and support our team in kind of showing up as their best selves, a team that, you know, 92% of our team are survivors of interpersonal violence. Our team is highly diverse. Most of our team comes from a a low income background, and for them to have access to this kind of training through your program and this kind of support, it's just really, really meaningful. So thank you. Thank you again for doing that.
Well, and it's very interesting. I think that when you think about people you want to hire, I'm reminded of a guy I talked to years ago when I was doing prison ministry, and he talked about when he had finished his 8-year term, as he got towards the end in San Quentin, he interviewed with Delancey Street and they were, to get for his parole program. And they interviewed him, and an ex-con interviewed him and turned him down and said, "You're not committed. You know, you're not open to what you have to learn." And he's like, whatever. And so he got out on the street and promptly got back in for an 11-year term. And after the 11-year term, he reapplied with Delancey Street. And that time he passed, got into the program. And as far as I know, has never gotten in trouble with the law since. You know, to find a team that has commitment to your mission, which definitely all your team does, not only because of their background, but what they want to do with their life. But also, it struck me as I get older in life, the realization that every human on this planet is wounded in different ways, but some people are open to working on it professionally or personally. And some people don't understand. I was that person for like 30 years in my young adulthood. For people who aren't over 30, that's that. What do you mean, young adulthood?
30? Young adult, yeah.
But you've got a great open team, and they work. You know, they were open to, you know, how can I make this better? What's good? And I love the way you've got the CEC and the IT biz, where you're teaching people the skills they need to go out and get a job and establish themselves in a career. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So today, just in case you're wondering, like, what are they talking about? So we had a staff. So over the last 6 months, I got it in my mind this year. This is our 13th year at Love Never Fails. Our team is officially, we have 50 staff. Okay. We've grown. I have 14 direct reports that I consider to be senior leaders in our organization. And I said, we've gotten to a point now where I don't want to present the state of the business as the CEO this year in our annual all hands, our staff all hands. I want my senior leaders to present the state of the business. I want them to talk about what are the objectives for, what are the objectives for their department? What is the brand of their department? What are the metrics? What are the outcomes? Who are their team members? And I think it's just so much more meaningful if they do it rather than me. And so I knew that some of the folks were scared about public speaking. They had never done it before or, had limited experience. And so I said, okay, here we go. Some are pros. They've even been sharing sermons and different things at different times, leading Bible studies, things like that. So I thought, okay, we've got this mix of folks. 6 months ago, we gave them a template. And we said, we want you to start filling out this template. Some of the details in the template, gathering up, what is your budget for your department? Foreign to some of the folks. Again, some of the folks are like, oh yeah, I got this, But so Jen, who was our, Jen Alvarez, who is, she's an organizational consultant that we work with and also provides life coaching to our staff. She and I worked together alongside our HR ops manager, Huda Alawi, and we just began to kind of help the team grow and understand what each of those variables were. And it was kind of challenging, but mostly fun and just really great exploration. And then we came together in a staff retreat and we had people provide a readout of what they learned and what they gathered. And you were there, David, and you watched and you gathered information about people's presentation styles. And you you came back to them and said, these are some things that you're doing well. Here's some areas where you might be able to, make some good, powerful changes. And what, by the way, my staff said, You were so kind. You were so encouraging. They felt so empowered. You know, even though you were a little scary in the meeting, you know, you were looking down at your pad, you know, like, I don't know, Simon Cowell looking up at them saying, really? You know, a few of them were like, I'm so scared when he was in there observing us. But they said he was so nice. He was so helpful. And so here you came in, you brought your team to help them with their slides. You helped them with, you know, kind of their message to tighten it up. And then that all came to a head at a staff all hands, as you mentioned a week ago, where all 50 of us gathered and each one of those 14 leaders did a readout, did a 10-minute presentation on their department. It was just such a tremendous success, and they feel accomplished. We know what our marching orders are for the year. The teams are invigorated. They're inspired. I mean, what more can you ask for? And what's so beautiful about this, David, and I'm just going on and on. We actually have to take a break here. But what's beautiful about this is when you inspire a group of folks and you get a group of folks like this going on something, you know, I know in the corporate world, it's like, ooh, it's money time. It's money time. We're going to go make a lot of money because now our sales teams are ready to go. But you know what? It's saving lives time because every single one of our people are now inspired and aligned and unified to go out and get one more life, just one more off the street, one more helped, one more housed. And so thank you. You were going to have to take a break, but I can't thank you enough. And when we come back, I want to talk about what is Manage to Win? What is Hire the Best? Like, what are these consultancies? What do you do? How do you do it? What's the methodology behind it? And more importantly, maybe what we start off with is, why do you do it? We'll be right back. And thanks for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
For more information on this program, visit loveneverfailsus.com. That's loveneverfailsus.com. We'll be right back with more right after these messages.
Trash bills weighing you down? At Case Industries, we specialize in lowering waste costs and providing trash consolidation and compaction services for multifamily properties, condos, and commercial shopping centers. Let us help you reduce operating expenses and increase property NOI. Case Industries, saving the planet, saving you money. Contact us today for a property trash and recycling assessment online at caseindustries.us or call 510-566-4223. That's caseindustries.us or call 510-566-4223. Case Industries, the property manager's friend.
Are you struggling to find peace in your life, feeling anxious, or going through a difficult life storm? Scott Dixon, a Christian humanitarian filmmaker and host of the Dove Teachings web series, wants you to know that you are not alone. Go to doveteachings.org to see great Dove teaching lessons, pastor insights, and aspiring testimonies. You can watch the current show and more at doveteachings.org. That's D-O-V-E teachings.org. Where you will find peace in your daily life through the teachings of Jesus.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
And welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. We again are in the studio with David Russell, who is the founder of Hire the Best and Manage to Win. And these are management consulting firms that he has founded. And we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, we talked in the last segment about the great way in which he's been supporting Love Never Fails and helping bring our leadership and entire organization to that next level. Let's go back a little bit, David. So why do you do this? Like, what's your inspiration? Why did you create Manage to Win? Why did you create Hire the Best?
So I've been working since I was 16. I just turned 67. So I've been working a little while. And in the year 2000, I approached HP because Carly Fiorina was doing an internet investment fund and got a $10 million commitment to do a .com. A year later, they yanked the funds, and it turned out they were shutting down the fund, although that wasn't the reason they gave. Now, I had a guy walk through the door who was referred to me, and I mentioned this because I think it needs to be mentioned, is that he sincerely thought he could make a difference. I was introduced to him by a believer who had been on my team, who said, I met this guy at a Bible study. He's a really good entrepreneur, blah, 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 blah. And he walked in and told me what I wanted to hear, that I could continue pursuing this dream, which was foolish. We didn't have the funding anymore. I needed to shut it down, walk away. And he did his best, and I did my best, but we were in our over our heads and made a lot of bad decisions. And so a year and a half later, in July or August of 2002, the .com went .bomb. Mm-hmm. And it was emotionally just really tough. The Lord provided me a job for a company that did software for doing online employee appraisals and setting and tracking goals, a knowledge point. And I really didn't even know much about that. I don't even think I'd written a performance review at that time. Mm. And so I started in November. And in February, all I remember, I was in Texas on a sales trip. I was tired. I got depressed. And I just went face down in a red carpet, crying and praying to God, what am I doing? Mm. You know, I feel like a loser. I had this company that's just massive failure. I made a lot of bad decisions. And it was the first time, Vanessa, I ever got a prompting. My mind went clear. Mm. And the Lord, and I got this message, which is, go help people avoid your mistakes. Mm. It wasn't, Dave, you are so smart. Go out there and teach everybody your wisdom. It was, go help people avoid your mistakes. And it might have been a softer voice. I don't know. But I realized I had leadership attributes and no skills.
Yeah.
I knew how to look you in the eye and shake your hand. I knew how to stand up and, I don't like the term, be a poser. But, you know, where I thought I knew what I was doing, but I did not. And I realized my problems was I was not systematic. So I tried to find a system for leadership. I couldn't find one. I probably just missed one. I'm sure there are ones out there. So I created my own. The first one I created was called Success with People. It was a 12-step program for leaders addicted to poor management habits. Wrote a book on it. Spoke twice at the Microsoft Worldwide Partner Conference as a paid speaker, and got going on consulting in 2006. And the reason I do it is that I have one major bias in life. You might say two. One is I love people. I just naturally like people. But a driving bias for me is to find it the best way to do things. I'm still very idealistic.
Yeah.
So all the craziness going on in our country, we could fill many of your radio shows just talking about that, even if we totally disagreed, which I would doubt. But I'm very worried about our country. But so this bias to find the better way to do it, I realized that when you think of leadership and company culture, I believe there's four management disciplines. It's how you hire, how you manage, how you develop your team, and how you retain them. And so I took that Success with People program, which was 12 steps, which was too many, and I narrowed it down to three. And I used from Ecclesiastes three strands, a cord of three strands, not easily broken. And I call it three strands leadership. And there's three pieces, systematic power, and that's the foundation of everything you do as a leader. Okay. What are your systems and processes for how you hire, manage, develop, and retain people, but also where you focus your time, how you make tough decisions, and what you do when something's wrong, how you deal with that. Mm-hmm. That's the foundation. And then the middle strand is meaningful work. And that's love or never fails, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your people, yeah. What drives them, that's the heart, that's the blood, that's what drives the person when you're leading them, is connecting each individual to work that's meaningful to them.
Yeah.
And so that's the lifeblood, that's the drive. And then what holds it all together, the third strand, is sincere gratitude. So when people feel valued and they feel they can trust you, they'll do everything for you. Because they're doing it for themselves and they're doing it for the meaningful work they want to achieve.
Yep.
And that's the system that we teach in Manage to Win. And a component of that is our Hire the Best system. Were you ever trained, Vanessa, how to hire someone?
Or were you no, never. And that's actually one of the things that struck me. I thought it was, you know, I've always thought that the idea of assembling this management curriculum that you had on to Manage to Win was a smart idea. And you know, I remember being at Cisco and them saying, make sure that you have a pipeline, you know, because we've got to be able to grow at the snap of a finger, market transitions, you know. And so I was constantly interviewing people when I didn't have openings just to see who I might be able to bring in. So that was one best practice that I was taught. But I was never taught like, this is how you do it. I assembled my own interviewing guide. I created something, a system that actually worked well for me. I think when you get to a certain level of leadership, maybe there's an expectation that you should know this already. But oftentimes, you know, when we were in our, you know, like one of my first management jobs was working in an online division at Wells Fargo for, you know, and maybe they assumed that they taught me how to do, you know, hiring best practices. Then they didn't. And when I was promoted up to another kind of a, you know, junior manager role, they didn't. And then you get up to the senior leader roles, which is the one I was just referring to earlier. And they absolutely expect you, like, what do you mean you don't know how to hire people? What do you mean you don't know how to, you know, coach people when they're having a performance issue, put them on a performance improvement plan? What do you mean you don't know how to, you know, motivate people to achieve goals? You know, there's an expectation once you become a senior leader that you know all of that.
Isn't it funny? That there are assumptions made and they just expect us. And sometimes like you get guidance from like your payroll company or your outsourced HR group or your HR department, you know, of the things you need to do to meet legal compliance. But the key thing is, I mean, if you're legally compliant, but you hire the wrong person because you made the wrong decision, it's not going to help you.
Yes, right.
So what we focus on at on the hire the best side, which is part of Manage to Win, but we find that some companies just like, hey, I'm making too many hiring mistakes. I got people leaving too early. I'm hiring people who are apathetic. I've got people who I thought had this skill level. They don't have the skill level, and a variety of other things. I need to do better, and or whether or not they're using recruiters. Maybe they want to save on their recruiter money, but it's something that has a very high value if you want to really put together a dream team and move it forward. And then, of course, like you said, the leadership piece and the company culture piece are where then you have the other three management disciplines, how you manage, develop, and retain. And if you don't do those pieces, you got issues too. You brought up a key one.
Yeah.
People, so many managers do not know how to do a performance improvement process, a PIP process. And I teach that. I have a document on it. I have a guide on it. It's just like, hey, here's the way you do it. It's very simple.
And yeah.
You know, the way I teach how to do that, well, maybe we need to come back to it. We're probably getting near a break time. I don't know. Where are we?
Yeah. We're right there. So let's I wanna keep going. Let's keep going because I think people need to hear about how do you teach this? I mean, is it just a talking head on a video screen that says, hey, don't do this, don't do that, do this, do that? Or is it, are there activities? Are there, you know, are there things that people can do that are tactile learners? I'd love to hear that from you. So we'll be right back. And thank you for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
To join in the fight for love, visit loveneverfailsus.com. Don't go away. Love Never Fails Radio will return right after these messages from our sponsors.
This is Dr. Miluna Fausch. I am honored to serve on the advisory board of Love Never Fails, where each voice matters as lives are restored. Thank you for your support. Let's face it, you are making a pitch for something every day. Your verbal communication skills are the key to your professional and personal success. My company, Pitch Perfect Presentations, trains executives, management teams, and startups in delivering consistent, effective, engaging presentations to today's diverse audiences to rev up sales, attract clients and fans, and secure funding. Visit pitchperfectpresentations.com to schedule your complimentary strategy call with me today. That's pitchperfectpresentations.com, pitchperfectpresentations.com.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now, here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. We again are in the studio today with David Russell, who is the founder of Manage to Win and also Hire the Best Consultancy Firms. And we are talking about his approach in helping leadership teams to hire the best talent and not only hire them, but manage them, develop them, and retain them. And we are... First of all, if you didn't hear the first segment, we're so grateful and indebted to David and his team for helping a nonprofit like Love Never Fails come up to that next level. Just love that there is a willingness and commitment to invest in organizations like ours that are, you know, not driven by the bottom line, so to speak, but by the human line. And so we thank you, David, for that. But we were just talking in the last segment about how you do what you do. We talked about your why, but now how? How do you do what you do?
Well, so let me pick up on where, first of all, before I go there, we are talking about performance improvement plans. So you have an employee that's not meeting your expectations.
Yeah.
So there's a number of things. Let me give you a few key pieces of the puzzle. First of all, I learned this from Judd Boies. Judd was a management consultant and then went to work for Bayside Church. And Judd had a process of sharing expectations that he developed. The way he developed it, and I think you'll love this. So he went to his wife one day and he said, "Hey, honey, I want you to write a list of what you want me to do, what your expectations are for me, so that I can be the best husband in the world." And she looked at him kind of skeptically and she said, "Why? What are you up to?" And he said, "Well, no, I just want you to do this because I want to be my best for you. But I'm going to write a list for you on what I want you to do to be the best wife in the world." And she goes, "Oh, okay. Now I know what you're up to." Anyway, they share lists and they go off for 3 weeks. I think it was 3 weeks. And then Judd thinks she's hitting out of the park. He goes, "Hey, honey, how am I doing on my list?" She goes, "Not very good." He goes, "What are you talking about? I'm doing this, I'm doing that." She said, "You were doing that before. You know, that's not the important stuff." And he goes, oh, take the list back and put it in order of priority and weight it for importance. I don't know how long the list was. I keep forgetting to ask him. And he did this. And he not only did it with his wife, and they reviewed it every week. Am I meeting your expectations? So it couldn't have been too long of a list. But then he did it with his two girls that they raised. And it was incredibly powerful for them. So he also used it with his clients, and he has given me permission to also adapt it. But that's where I got the idea. So if you are having problems with employees, there's a lot of things you can do. Okay. But one of the things that can be very helpful is we recommend an expectations exercise where you don't make assumptions. Okay. So here are the behaviors I want from you. And it's not 27 things.
Right.
All right. It's probably 5 to 10 things. All right. You do these things well, and you're going to be a great team member. You're going to be a superstar on my team, or at least a starter on my team. You're going to be doing great. But the thing the employees like, which I prefer to call team members, your team members like, they get to tell you, "Here's what I want you as my boss to be my best boss."
Yeah.
And they get to give regular feedback on how you're doing. Now, I don't recommend you have to, in a corporate environment, business environment, review it every week.
Yeah.
Once a month, once a quarter. Once a quarter is usually fine. If you're in sync, once a quarter is fine.
Yeah.
But no less than that. So you set the expectations up front. When somebody goes sideways, I work with really nice people. So their mistake is usually to let things go too long.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo, that's my problem.
Yeah.
That is my issue. I'm a bleeding heart. You know, I'm like, we can make this work. We're going to keep trying. I see it. I know you can do this. And sometimes it's just that people have stuff they need to go work on, and it's not lining up with the needs of the business. And, you know, and you know, we just keep on, come on. It's really difficult.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to, I don't give legal advice, but the legal part of it's pretty straightforward to document things. Okay. That's pretty straightforward. But we actually recommend in our process that you follow a process that I believe Jesus taught. So the first thing you do when there's a problem, you don't wait. The mm-hmm. first time you might give, you're going to meet with them one-on-one. Yeah. And you're going to discuss it with them. And you document that. They may not sign it, but you're going to document it. And ideally, you even send them an email afterwards just to confirm what we talked about. Or you can ask them to send you an email. Will you please confirm that we're on the same page? They're not giving you nodding head syndrome, where they're nodding their head yes, but they haven't understood anything that you've said. Okay? So that's the first piece, one-on-one. Now, if that's not working well, then you gather another person with you. Or if you're on a small team, there's four of you, grab the other three people, the other two people, the four of you meet and you have the same discussion. Hey, you know, you're not carrying your weight, or this is bringing us down. What can we do to help you? You always play good cop. Mm-hmm. You know, good cop, bad cop negotiation. The bad cop is we're letting the client down. We're going to miss a deadline. We're going to, you know, those are your bad cops. Your good cop. How can I help you? How can we make this work?
Yeah.
And so that's your second step. If that doesn't work, then you escalate to management.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You may write up someone at the second step. You may wait until you're doing that next escalation to move into a write up and then a performance improvement plan. And by the way, Vanessa, you've been there. When do you think most leaders follow up on a written 90-day performance improvement plan with the employee that's completing the plan?
Well, I don't do this. I'm pretty tenacious about it, but I think people probably follow up on the 89th day.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And how do you expect the person to improve?
Your 90 days is up. How did you do? And you're like, are you serious right now? Like, no, that's not going to work. So, you know, I learned a while ago, and I'm going to tell you, I have not. In my early days, I did not manage the Love Never Fails team well. Because there are several reasons for that. One was that I was working full time at Cisco, and I brought someone in, and poor Emily was my EA. She was our ops manager. She was everything for the organization, and she did a tremendous job, but she needed more help. And I was not available to really manage my team. I was like barking orders. I mean, nicely, of course, but I was just like, do this, do that, do this. I got to go to a meeting. Hurry up, grab this, do this, you know? And so that's how we rolled for the first 8 years of Love Never Fails. And we'll just say the teams were very unhealthy. And that's one of the things that prompted me to step away from Cisco, because I knew that I could do such a better job caring for the community if I cared better for my team. And I distinctly remember, because I had like this warrior mentality where I was like, you know, I'm doing this work, you know, it's me and my team against human trafficking. Rawr. You know, we're going for it, and we're sacrificing ourselves in order to be of service to the community. That was like my mindset. And I remember there was a time when I was in prayer and the Lord said, you know, Vanessa, part of your ministry is not just the survivors on the street that you serve, but the staff that you're going with. And if you don't care for them properly, they're going to burn out. They're going to leave. And you're going to hire the wrong people, you know. So that's when I invited some new folks into our team. When that happened, it was probably like 2-3 years before I actually left Cisco. But I brought in Jen, who has just up-leveled our organization tenfold from Solgen Solutions. She's the founder of Solgen Solutions. And then you know, Emily gave her more support, hired more people, getting more training, and really just the focus, just the mindset of saying it's not acceptable to tell people, go do all these things. I'll check in with you on day 89. Like the onus, the ownership, right, is on both of us to work at this like a team. And
No, that's right. I remember when I moved from Larkspur to Novato in Marin County, and I went and met with the registrar, and he told me for the soccer team, because I was going to be a coach. He said, Dave, I just want to give you a piece of advice. When you have a problem kid out there, kids acting up or whatever, they're not a problem kid. They have problems at home. So I really want you to cut them some slack, be nice to them. And when we think leadership, when we have problem employees or the wrong person in the wrong role, it's a leadership issue first. It's an employee issue second.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. I want to talk about some of the different types of organizations that you have served over the years and what some of your ahas are in terms of, I don't know if you have people who are referenceable that you can kind of mention and say, these are some of the things that these kinds of organizations are working on, or, so that people are listening, who are listening might say, hey, this might be something that would help us to do more with what we have to be more of a blessing to our staff and our leaders. So we're going to be right back. Thanks for listening to Love Never Fails Radio. We'll be right back.
For more information on this program, visit loveneverfailsus.com. That's loveneverfailsus.com. We'll be right back with more right after these messages.
Trash bills weighing you down? At Case Industries, we specialize in lowering waste costs and providing trash consolidation and compaction services for multifamily properties, condos, and commercial shopping centers. Let us help you reduce operating expenses and increase property NOI. Case Industries, saving the planet, saving you money. Contact us today for a property trash and recycling assessment online at caseindustries.us or call 510-566-4223. That's caseindustries.us or call 510-566-4223. Case Industries, the property manager's friend.
Hi, I'm Sandra Herrera, CEO of Case Industries. I've found that many employers are looking for ways to help the community but don't know how. I encourage you to consider supporting Love Never Fails as a corporate sponsor. Love Never Fails offers all the resources necessary to help young women and men overcome the trauma of exploitation and abuse. And that's why I'm proud to have Case Industries supporting Love Never Fails Radio.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now, here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
And welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. And we are so grateful to be in studio again with David Russell, who is the founder of two consultancy firms. One is Managed to Win, and the other is Hire the Best. And we're just talking about creating a healthy culture, hiring great people, retaining them, developing them, and the like. So, David, tell me a little bit about, your approach and how is this just for nonprofits? I saw in your bio you have lots of some household tech names there. How do you scale up and down the work that you do?
Yeah, the majority of the work I do is with Managed to Win, where we focus on company culture and leadership across what I call four management disciplines: how you hire, manage, develop, and retain people. You can look at managedtowin.com with the two, and Managed to Win is the number two. And a big piece of that is our Hire the Best system. And matter of fact, if you search Hire the Best on Google, we're the first or second result. That's how long it's been out there. And hirethebest.co. So it's Hire the Best for your company, hirethebest.co. Is where we got information on that. We have free assessments on both sites where you can go in and take a 20-question, 50-question, or 100-question assessment or survey. It's not really a survey, but assessment of your company to look at, okay, where are the strengths and weaknesses? And you can choose to work on that on your own, or you can say, hey, I'd like to talk to David about it, and maybe we should engage him or his team to help us work on it. We work with nonprofits, but quite frankly, I just finished the 16-month contract where I was the VP of service delivery at a company I was managing about 40 people in the U.S. and 70 people in India, delivering IT services to charter schools and some corporations. And so I had a direct report team of 6 people and everybody beneath them. And so I do some gigs like that, not very often, because they take up almost all my time. That was a huge commitment. But I work a lot with businesses that some that are 10 or 20 employees, more 30, 50, 100 or hundreds of employees, and go in and kind of assess where you at and where can you be more systematic so you're going to be more successful. And I have done 2 years with Microsoft Dynamics, the accounting software division, where they hired me to provide 8 hours of consulting each year for 2 years in a row to 100 President's Club members. So I worked with a major corporation, but it was really to help their resellers be better business people. Matter of fact, I was talking with one of my guys this morning, Mike Estep. He founded Becca Corp, which is in Atlanta, Georgia. They're an MSP, merged with another company. They built it up to 100 million. He credits the work that I did with him a lot on the leadership and the company culture in enabling them to achieve that. And so that's really where I'm focused is a lot of people move into leadership roles because they're the star salesperson, they're a superstar tech, they want to go found their own business, but they really haven't been mentored on the systems behind being an effective leader, growing their team, and having a strong company culture. So that's what I focus on.
Nice. So maybe give us a little, I just looked at your hirethebest.co. You've got the assessments up there. There's a strategic assessment, a tactical, and a quick review assessments of different, ways of kind of determining, whether you are ready to go in terms of hiring the best. So that's really cool. And those are free. And so definitely we'll be sharing those out to some of the folks in my network. But I'm curious, when you differentiate between strategic and tactical, as an assessment for your hiring practices, what does that mean?
Great question. So you know, because you're a strategic thinker, the strategy is all in. Okay. Yeah. So that's actually what we were going to call it initially. But the strategy is like, okay, we really want to look at the detail all the way across what's going on and get a complete picture so we can make decisions that have the biggest throughput. That's why it's the most popular survey. Although it's the longest, it's 100 questions.
Yeah.
When you go into the tactical, then you're going to look at, okay, what are half as many questions? What are some of the key areas I can look at to really, if I want to dive in on a few of these, prioritize them and change them, I can have a big impact. And the quick glance is more like kicking the tires. Mm. It's like, let me see, are there some areas here that could, that's like 20 areas that have pretty big impact, very big impact. So that's why we do it that way. By the way, I hope this is okay to mention it, but anybody who contacts us and says, I heard about you from Love Never Fails, we're going to donate 25% of the revenue from a consulting contract to Love Never Fails.
Yay!
For the length of the contract. For the length of the contract, whether that's 3 months or 2 years or whatever, we are committed, as best we can to see your organization continue to expand. So it's a big chunk, but we really want to make a significant contribution if somebody contacts us and says, heard about you from Love Never Fails. And I do want to emphasize, keep in mind, it may be your organization. It may be you know someone else in your peer network. It may be that you have a partner network like Microsoft Dynamics had. And you and I worked at Cisco. I mean, you had me come and speak at a major summit event for some of your partners. And I worked with a lot of your partners. Maybe I work with your partners. Maybe I work with your team. You may have a manager that's like, I know this person has the aptitude, but they're not really performing well.
Right.
And
oh, yeah.
But I should warn you, I have a client, and I have worked with them in the past. And in the past, a little while ago, they hired me to do that. I want you to work with this manager. I'm really committed to this person's success. Mm-hmm. I had one call with the person, and I said to the guy, I'm sorry, this person doesn't have the aptitude.
Yeah.
I'll work with them if you want. And he said, yeah, I want you to work with them. And I did for, you know, 2-3 months. And then he finally said, actually, you're right. This person's not a good fit. So, you know.
No, and that's the bleeding heart piece. And sometimes we do that because we want so much for someone to be able to succeed at a goal of theirs or something that we see in them. But I just appreciate that there's a place you can go, right? We can call you and you're willing to invest in someone and help us to maybe arrive at a conclusion we probably already know, but just need like extra eyes and ears to listen and see. And you know, at the end of the day, if someone's not a fit for a role, it's better for them to go find the role.
Oh, definitely.
That they're good at. So it's never a negative if it's done well. You know, my hope is always, you know, if someone's not a fit, it's like, let's work together to get you into what it is that I see is a better fit for you. Or if you really want to do this, let me give you some suggestions on how you can, you know, get some training or some focus in certain areas so that you are ready for this. Is that kind of your approach as well?
Oh, no, definitely. And I think that's, you want to see if you can get them in a different role. That sometimes happens, but it goes back to the hiring too. Okay. Yeah. When you hire the wrong person, you've taken them out of the market and they may miss out on an opportunity that was perfect for them.
Ooh, yeah.
Because both of you with good intention, we're looking ahead and saying, oh, this could be great. But you really didn't pay attention to the yellow flags and red flags that were coming up. They were like, oh, this is not going to work out as well as we're hoping for. And so, no, I work with companies that way and happy to. And by the way, our donation of Love Never Fails would be if you want me to come and lead a workshop, you want me to come and speak in an event. If, you know, if there's a fee involved, we will give 25% of that fee. So we're trying to do any way we can to help you get some extra revenue into Love Never Fails. Manage to Win, manage the number 2 win.com, and then hirethebest.co are out there. People can reach me at david@managetowin.com. Happy to talk with people. No obligation. I think you know me, Vanessa. I'm not a hard sales guy.
No, you're amazing. You're awesome. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and plug the ways people can contact you once more share a few other exciting events from Love Never Fails. So you don't want to miss out. We'll be right back. And thanks for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
To join in the fight for love, visit loveneverfailsus.com. Don't go away. Love Never Fails Radio will return right after these messages from our sponsors.
Hi, and Happy New Year from Love Never Fails. We want to thank you for your prayers and support that have allowed us to provide 8,000 dignity items to people in need throughout the Bay Area, to help search for 32 missing people, to house 61 people, and even graduate 97 students from our IT Biz Tech Academy. We couldn't have done it without you. Please stay involved by going to loveneverfailsus.com. And always remember that you are loved.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now, here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. Well, thank you so much, David. I just, I would love for you to, again, you've got these two consultancies. How might someone inquire with you, learn more about them and your assessments and whatnot?
Yeah, so if you go to managetowin.com, manage2win.com, or hirethebest.co, you'll see buttons for the free assessments. I recommend you take the strategic one, which is the 100 question, if you don't want to spend that much time, which shouldn't be more than an hour. You're not going to take that long per question. But really look at these areas. How strong is our leadership? How strong is our culture? How strong is our hiring? How well are we retaining people, managing them, developing them? That's the manage to win one. Or if you're really worried about hiring, the hire the best one is 100 questions maximum simply on hiring, because we have a great system. I don't say it egotistically. It's just very effective at truly understanding, is this a match or not?
Yeah. What I love is there's methodology, and you've simplified it for, you know, for the people that are working hard out there and trying to just do their day-to-day business. Right. So, that's awesome. Thank you so much. And, if people want to get in touch with you, David, how might they do that?
Just email me, david@managetowin.com.
Okay. And that I don't is the want number the, too.
Yeah. 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 So that's the best way. I'm checking my email throughout the day.
Cool. And then just as a reminder, they've been so gracious as to offer us a 25% donation of any activity, any speaking engagements or use of their services. And so for the life of the contract. And so we are super grateful if you do utilize Manage to Win or Hire the Best. Be sure to mention Love Never Fails. And, you know, I can't emphasize enough this, the training that that David and his team did for us was just a love offering to us. And so we are forever grateful for that. And I'm so glad that, you know, we met during our Cisco days and we're continuing to maintain our relationship. So thanks again, David. And thanks for letting me text you about bringing home food when I really meant to text it to my son. Anyway, you know, it's been a fun text life here over the last couple of years. But anyway, all right. So I just wanted to make sure also that you're aware of some other events that are going on. Hey, we are continuing to meet the needs of community members across the Bay Area. And we're doing it 6 days a week, guys. So if you want to come with us to do outreach on Mondays in San Francisco, Tuesdays in San Jose, Wednesdays in Hayward, Thursdays in Oakland, Fridays in East Palo Alto, Dublin, or Livermore, Saturdays in Stockton, Richmond, or Antioch, Sacramento. If you want to come with us to any of those locations, please reach out to Lanette, L-E-A-N-E-T-T, at T-T-E, at loveneverfailsus.com, or Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, at loveneverfailsus.com, and get plugged in, go out with us. Or maybe you're thinking about, you know, I'd like to do a missions trip. An urban missions trip. You can do that by scheduling an experience with us. And we do 3-day and 7-day experiences. You can also actually live in our outreach center, our house of purpose, for 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months. Again, you can reach out to Sandy or Lynette to learn more about that. Maybe you want to help us by contributing goods to what we are, to our outreach service actions. We need toiletries. We need wipes. We need food. We need water. If you want to contribute, you can also reach out to Sandy at loveneverfailsus.com and we will get you plugged in there. I want to give a shout out to Thrived Financial, who has been supporting our outreaches in such a big way as of late. We're just so grateful. They are giving us donations and shirts and supplies so that we can go out and bless the community. So thank you, Thrivent. Also, don't forget to get your new Fight for Love workbook for men. You can do that by going to loveneverfailsus.com/fightforlove. And there, the men's book and the woman's book, 12-step recovery books, are there available on Amazon now. And lastly, get your tickets and your tables and maybe consider sponsoring our annual gala, which is happening at the Blackhawk Danville Museum. And we are really excited on February the 6th. We're starting off at 5:30 in the evening, going into 8:30 in the evening. And you can find out more by going to loveneverfailsus.com/events. All right. Well, that's it for today. We hope that you've enjoyed your time. We thank you, as always, for being such a great support to us. And always remember, you know, maybe you need to hear it again, or maybe you haven't heard it before, but just always remember that you are loved.
Thanks for joining us this week on Love Never Fails Radio. We trust that you've been inspired by these stories of hope and love, and that you'll accept our challenge to get involved by contacting us at loveneverfailsus.com, by liking and sharing our Facebook page, Facebook/LoveNeverFailsRadio, or by making a contribution directly to Love Never Fails. This program is the broadcast outreach of Love Never Fails, which is a donor-supported nonprofit ministry that Vanessa founded as a way of directly impacting the lives of young people who are trapped in or at risk of becoming involved in human trafficking. This broadcast needs your involvement and support. To find out more, simply go to loveneverfailsus.com and click on the radio show link. Today's program was brought to you in part by Case Industries, as well as supporters from Faith Fellowship, New Hope Christian Fellowship, and the International Church of the Foursquare Gospel. On behalf of Vanessa and the whole team at Love Never Fails, thank you for listening, and thank you even more for committing to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst.
Give up a chance. Give up your hope.